This is WordWise, the weekly program that explores the origin, history, or tall tales behind common words or phrases, and brought to you by KWBU and the College of Arts and Sciences at Baylor University. I'm your host, Christy Proctor. Well, we normally wouldn't connect a fast food restaurant with a bistro, but there may be more there than we realize. Dr. Adrienne Harris, Assistant Professor of Russian, is here with some food for thought on the word bistro. Welcome, Dr. Harris.
Thanks for having me. Yes, bistro is an interesting word. The definition given in the American Heritage Dictionary defines a bistro as a small bar, tavern, or nightclub, or a small informal restaurant serving wine. I would say that for most Americans, a bistro was a small chic restaurant.
Oh, that makes sense. And, you know, you think of a bistro set, you know, little tables, little chairs. In addition to that, it does seem to have a very European sound to it.
You're right. It sounds like the type of place where one would find French-inspired menu items. Indeed, English acquired the word bistro from the French. However, the word bistro entered French from Russian. In Russian, bistro has little to do with restaurants. It's not even a noun. Bistro is an adverb meaning fast or quickly. This Russian adverb was transformed into a French noun at the conclusion of the Napoleonic War of 1812, what the Russians call the Patriotic War. The Russians had defeated the French and advanced all the way to Paris. According to legend, hungry Russians occupying small eateries demanded that cooks prepare their meals bistro, or fast. As a result, bistro came to mean an informal restaurant that serves customers comparatively quickly. In short, a French fast food restaurant.
Well, it's a wonder that none of our fast food restaurants today are called bistros.
It's probably just a matter of time.
I guess you're right. What's McDonald's going to do next? That's a terrific story. Thank you, Dr. Harris. Adrienne Harris is an assistant professor of Russian at Baylor University's College of Arts and Sciences. To hear this and other WordWise episodes, visit kwbu.org or subscribe to the free podcast in the iTunes Music Store. Join us again next week.